The first U.S. internet generation is preparing to enter the workforce, but what will they be like? A new study co-conducted by Robert Half explores this question. The district president, Billy Watkins, joins us on the line from New York. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, what do you expect from these young people?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. You know, we are looking at this generation as kind of the reality check generation. And, you know, some of our findings were interesting in that they tend to have a more traditional approach than maybe, you know, an outlook in terms of their, you know, launching their career and what they expect as they do that than maybe, you know, their generation before them, Generation Y. I think something that was very surprising was that a good number of them, 77%, indicated that they plan to work harder than their predecessors in order to have a successful career. It wasn't that that was a negative. It, you know, some of the results indicate there's a lot of drive in this generation and looking forward to it, but they're realists, and they expect to, you know, potentially have to work longer as well, whereas they like to retire in the 60s. Most are anticipating they may have to work until a minimum 70 years old before they have what they need to actually, you know, successfully retire. So I thought it was really interesting, the pragmatic approach that this generation seems to be taking.
What about the influence of social media in their lives? They've been around it forever.
Right. And so if you think about it, this generation has only known an internet-based kind of environment. Many probably don't remember life without a smartphone, unlike myself. And so everything that they're about is about social media, you know, access to technology to navigate their careers and, frankly, just navigate their lives. So I think when you're looking at how to connect with this group of potential employees, you have to be realistic about utilizing social media, social networking to gain kind of some interest in their candidacy and connecting with them in a real way so they see value in what you're offering.
Why do you think they're so pragmatic about the future?
Well, if you think about how their exposure, you know, they have been raised in a pretty turbulent economic environment. So they've seen an economic recession, and honestly, it's probably provided a realistic view of what they should expect. They've seen their grandparents maybe have to go back to work or, you know, pick up part-time jobs to frankly, survive. And their parents may be utilizing savings that they thought they may be able to put away for a while to retire early. And so no bad or good necessarily, but just more of a realistic approach to what I need to do to prepare myself for my future and prepare myself for retirement when I can.
Do you think this is going to make for a stronger workforce down the line?
No, I think having a realistic view on what you should offer and can offer, being driven to succeed, but also being positive about it, certainly helps, right? You know, there are a number of generations that will current, as this generation continues to enter the workforce, and you see about 30 million baby boomers, I think, projected to leave the workforce in 2020, there'll be a lot of generational diversity. So it certainly doesn't hurt to have a pragmatic approach with kind of the newest employees entering the workforce first. But, you know, I think the diversity that we see across the spectrum also allows us to modify our environment so that we're speaking to all and delivering the best services as corporations.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.